The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Mabuhay and welcome to the new channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees and shares all things new. I'm King Gonzalez and you guys are watching the 13th episode of the 5th season of Realty Realities. A good Saturday afternoon to everybody at Happy New Year! Happy New Year! I hope the start of 2024 is pretty good for everybody watching and those who are not watching as well. I hope 2024 will be more blessed than 2023 and it will be a productive year of us learning together here at Realty Realities in all the shows of the new channel. So what do we have for you today? If last week we had Miss Kate Dalaga who spoke to us about making use of raw lands, you know, those idle lands that you don't know what to do, you're not an agriculturist, hindi ka naman a farmer, or you're not into piggeries and livestock, so what do you do with it? Then you offer it to Miss Kate Dalaga Garcia. Now, today, what we're going to talk to you about is what do you do with idle lots in the metro? You know, we see these lots, right? Merong mga nakatiwangwang lang at hindi natin alam kung anong gagawin. And luckily, I've met this guy and not sure if he still remembers, like 5 years ago, our exhibit spaces were right beside each other. Mine was King Kong Realty and his was City Hub Dormitories. And the proposal was if you have idle lots in the city, which you don't know what to do with, then you build together a dormitory, making it accessible to the ordinary Filipino, or to everyone, having a temporary shelter in an expensive city where work is, making it affordable, accessible, and convenient for everyone to have a temporary shelter. And this is what we're going to talk to you about this afternoon. But before we bring in and the founder of City Hub, we would like to thank our sponsors who would like to thank for sticking it out for us and making it possible for Realty Realities to be seen by thousands of people. We have Vista Residences. So if you're looking for a condominium that's affordable and that's conveniently located near universities, because you're forward-looking and wanting to have an easy access for your kids to go to school when they're in their college, then you get one of the condominiums of Vista Residences. It's right across Ateneo, just beside De La Salle Taft. Some are in UST. But the reason why I'm mentioning the University Belt series is that it's selling like hotcakes. So get in touch with me or get in touch with Vista Residences for your Vista Residence needs. We also have Q Bags by Kenny. These are artisan bags from Marikina. You know, people from Marikina are very good with their hands, not just shoes, bags, belts. So these are bags from Marikina and commissioned by Miss Candy Pangilinan. We'd also like to thank Popeye's Chicken, the Louisiana chicken that's made available here in the Philippines. And you can find them in your major malls and also sprouting all over the metro. Like very near us, we're going to have one. Is it safe to say already? Is it good to say? Yes, along Congressional Avenue, just across Circle C. Okay? So, eto na. Huwag na nating patagalin because we want to know a business or building business with the heart and caring for everyone and not just, well, you know, you'll hear the story. Okay, so we'd like to call in the founder of City Hub. Let's bring in Mr. Panya Bonserito.
Good afternoon, King.
There you go. Thanks, Panya. Thanks for being in the show. I know you're a busy guy. In fact, we didn't want to mention that you're in a pancake house in Makati. we mentioned it. Yes. Panya, we got you on the show. Probably that was season one or season two. And yes, we did talk about City Hub. But during that time, if I recall, that was COVID. So businesses were not doing well, and for everyone, right? So my first question is, kamusta ang 2023 sa City Hub?
You know, 2023 has been good to us, so it's been rebound here. Luckily, throughout COVID, out of our four branches, three have survived. But unfortunately, okay, we had to close down one.
So you said three. Which are these three branches, Panya?
The ones that did make it was, we have the Mandaluyong branch, the one in Manila, Santa Mesa area, and also in Ortigas, Cainta area. Our biggest one, the one in Balintawa, unfortunately, was the one that had close down.
Oh, okay. What's a typical footprint again of City Hub? How big are these lots?
At least we're looking at about 1,200 square, because since our lease rate, since we cater to the low income market and our lease rate is very low, we need the economy of scale, the volume.
Oh, kasi yung lease rates mo, if I remember what we have on the Facebook, is even less than 2,000 monthly, right?
Yes, actually, depending on the type of accommodation, we have the aircon accommodation. We just recently increased the rate for this year, so it's 2,900. And if they prefer a more budget stay, we have the fan accommodation. It's only 1,900. So yes, it's less than 2,000.
Oh yeah, 1,900, and it's just not the accommodations. You also what comes with the 1,900? Just for the benefit of our viewers.
Well, our lease is all inclusive, so it means that it comes with the power, water is inclusive. They get internet, cable TV, security, 24/7 CCTV. We actually also recently included giving free rice and mineral drinking water.
Grabe naman. Lahat yun for only 1,900 a month, right? Just to be frank, are there any hidden charges that you might not have mentioned dun sa 1,900?
No, it's all inclusive. It's all inclusive.
Wow. Yung internet ko nga dito sa office, nasa, I think, 2,000 pesos per month. So that's... Yun, meron ka ng matutulugan. And it's 24/7 access, right?
24/7 access because we have a graveyard workers like night security, call center workers. So yes, it's 24/7, open 24/7.
I think for better, you know, it's so difficult to visualize it when you don't have the visuals. So we'll put out the visuals and then take us through City of Dormitories and how we go about it. I think we have pictures here of the dorms. So you just don't attract, kumbaga ano, in people who stay at City Hub ranges from security guard. You also have call center agents, no?
Yes. City Hub is really designed for the labor workers, the minimum wage. Like you mentioned, these are the security guards, the construction worker, the mall girls, sales girls. But what we are surprised to see is that we also are attracting call center agents. And it just shows that even though they have a higher salary, better purchasing power, I guess it just proves that City Hub, aside from being affordable, is decent. That even if they can afford a better place to stay, they stay at City Hub.
Sige, well, we'll just go back to the picture before this, and I'd like you to give your commentary, Panya.
Okay. Wait, I'm actually not seeing any photos in my.
Okay. So what I'm seeing right now, this is the actual dorm room. So it has a ceiling fan. So I suppose this is what you call the fan room.
So right? if you notice, this is built inside a repurposed 40-foot container van, shipping containers.
Oh, yeah.
So as you can see, the design is like capsule bed. So it's very much inspired by the capsule hotels in Japan. So we are not catered to families to live in. It's more for migrant workers. So people who work in the city, work in Metro Manila, but live in Laguna, Bulacan, Cavite, because most work opportunities are in Metro Manila. You see a lot of influx of people from the provinces coming in. Now, when they come to Metro Manila, the problem is there are not many housing developments that are catered to low income market. There are a lot of residential developments, no doubt about that. There's construction left and right, but most of it is for middle to upper end. These are the condominiums, the high rise residential condominiums. As I recall, maybe the best. But the lowest price you can get for condos or studios maybe 10,000 a month. Well, the minimum wage in Metro Manila is 610 a day, so that's about just 14,000 a month. So, you know, how can they pay 10,000 and then only make 14, right? And they have to worry about food, transport, and, you know, family. So this is why this is why we come up with the Project City Hub to address this problem.
And this concept or this idea really came out not recent. No? So City Hub was born, when was it again, Panya?
The project started in 2011. So we're about 13 years already.
Wow. So 2011, you already had a dormitory put up back then?
Yes. But it was initially, the plan was just a very small, like a CSR project. So we just started with four 40-foot shipping containers, and that was only about 66 beds. So initially, it was just supposed to be a small project, a CSR project. Right. But then as we were operating it, we saw that there was a demand for it. So we decided to expand on the project.
And expand, you did. Expand, you did, to four different sites. Of how many total beds do you have now for City Hub?
So, pre-pandemic, we were about 1,200, and now we're down to about 800.
800. And what occupancies are we talking about now, Panya?
We're about 75% to 80% occupancy.
Wow. So that's about 650 to about 700 people who are benefiting from affordable dormitories, care of City Hub. Yes. And they don't have to travel, they don't have to spend, diba, transportation, because that's the whole purpose of it. You find you find the nearest City Hub dormitory to you. Right.
Yes.
Okay. So locker rooms, that's is that complementary already? Is that part of the lease rate?
That's correct. So we provide them with steel lockers, so for safekeeping of their belongings. So it's pretty much like you're going into a student dorm. Ay, yung padlock sila. Yung padlock doon. Oo, sila na yung padlock.
Sila na yun. Okay. So yan, yun yung sinasabi mo that these are container vans that you've interconnected.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know, containers are very... Actually, we are not the first to use containers for construction. You know, before... if you notice, before the pandemic happened, the food park was very popular. And most of these food parks, when you go to these places, they're all containers stacked up because they're the fastest, cheapest, easiest way to do construction. So, and then if you look into mga construction sites, mostly when you go to a construction site, you'll see container vans being used as their temporary offices. Or along EDSA, you will see them being used as police posts, this container vans.
And so it's very sturdy.
Correct. Actually, these container vans they're not made from ordinary steel. They're made from what we call cordon steel. So the same steel as they use for pile driving by the rivers or the bridges. Because imagine, they have to be at sea, months at sea, exposed to all the weather, so they're very, very designed to be very, very corrosive resistant.
Right. They were really designed to withstand all different types of weather, all different types of storms. Because as you've said, it's just back there in the sea. Wala namang bubong yung ano. Wala namang bubong yung shipping lines.
And imagine the load. So these containers, they're used as they load anything from rice to oil to cars. So imagine the load capacity of this container.
Right, right.
And do you know that containers are designed structurally, designed to be stacked seven high? That's why when you see them stacked in the shipping yard, they're stacked seven high. Or when they're shipped out in the cargo boats, they're stacked seven high. Structurally, they're designed without any support. And do you know, when they are stuck together, the only link is the four corners. They're just clips on the four corners.
Oh, yeah, that's like parang may ganun.
They're just clips in the four corners. They're not welded shut. They're just clips. When they're in the open sea, especially when bad weather comes, it's worse than an earthquake. It really goes... imagine they're stacked seven high and just clipped in the corners, and they can withstand all those.
Right. Yep. Yep. Can you see other pictures, please, of City Hub? Are you seeing the pictures, Pania? No.
Unfortunately, I'm not seeing.
Okay. Okay.
You can describe.
Yeah. This is I suppose the common eating area.
Yes. So City Hub, like I mentioned earlier, we're not designed for families to live in. It's designed more for migrant workers who work in the city but live in the outskirts. So instead of them having to commute 4 hours every day coming in and out, we're like the hotel for them. So they stay with us on the work day, a work week, and then go home to their families on their rest day. So the facility is called communal sharing. So there's a common dining space. The toilets are even also common areas.
Yeah, yeah. And the parking spaces also for motorcycles and bicycles, I suppose?
Yes, we also provide motorcycle, bicycle parking.
Meron ba pa niya nagkakataon na may, ano, may kotse? Parking spaces for vehicle?
We do have, because... a lot of them are either from Grab, doing the Grab car.
Oh, okay.
So we do have some who have the vehicles, cars.
Right, right.
But majority are mostly, they commute or motorcycles.
Right. Ayos. Well, we're flashing the different pictures that we have of City Hub, but, you know, for the viewers who want to know and to see more of these pictures, it's so easy. You just type in City Hub, that's CITIHUB, and I think your website is .com, right?
Yes, the website is cityhub.com.ph.
.com.ph. Yan. Alam mo, ang curious ako is that of all the different businesses, right, why would the Panya Bonsiritum put up a social enterprise such as City Hub? And, you know, I was doing the math earlier. the margins that we're talking about is very slim, Panya. But, you know, of all the different businesses, I know you're involved in other businesses as well. Why focus on City Hub? And you've been doing this for the last, 12 years?
Well, I think it's because there came a time when I was trying to reflect on really what my purpose was. And, you know, yes, when I was younger, I had the same goal, which is try to come up with a save as much money as you can, build up your bank account, you know, and then, you know, same as how do you tell if a person's successful? Oh, you see him wearing a Rolex watch. Ah, that guy's successful. Mm-hmm. You see him driving a Mercedes Benz. Yes, that guy's successful. So after a while, I realized that that maybe for some people, that's still how they define success. But it came to a point where for me, it wasn't the case anymore. And I was more, and I tried to, I think this was emphasized when I got cancer. because I was diagnosed with cancer 2020.
Okay.
Actually, the same year as when the COVID pandemic happened. But I was doing sitting up way before this. I was doing 2011. Yeah. But it cemented my purpose more. That's then when I got cancer, of course, that's when you do life reflection. Mm-hmm. What am I doing with my life? Am I, you know, is it purposeful? Is it meaningful? So that's when I decided, after reflecting on that, that said, yeah, you know, I'm here in this world. And at the end of the day, we don't bring all our bank accounts. We won't be able to bring it with us. Our expensive luxury.
Oh, we won't?
So...
Yeah,
that's what made me realize that, you know, you make enough to live comfortably, and then the rest you try to do the best you can to help others.
Yeah, and helping others you do. Like I recall, you also employ people with different abilities in City Hub. Hanggang ngayon ba?
Yes, that's correct. So. That's another advocacy that we're pushing for is PWD empowerment. So I'm proud to say since 2017, when I was introduced to the PWD community, we have been 100%, all the City Hub branches has been 100% PWD staff.
100%?
100%. So, you know, by law, I mean, there's no law mandating. Employ persons with disabilities, but there is, it's like encouraged. It always says that we encourage at least 1%. We employ 1% for person with disability. But what I noticed was, you know, I remember this was 2017. My friend visited City Hub, one of our City Hub projects, and said, you know, since you're doing all this, why don't you also employ person with disability? And for me, that was something new because I never had friends, family who were in that community. Mm-hmm. So I was not familiar. So I said, yeah, let me look into that. So from then, I started visiting other foundations that are caring for persons with disability, NGOs. And I was amazed. Right. I said, wow, this is untapped. Workforce, this untapped people who can do a lot. So that's when we decided, we won't do just 1%, but we will do 100% to prove to others that they are capable. As long as you have the right job matching for them, they can do. You know, I remember another friend of mine was like saying, are you sure that's a good business decision? Are you not just doing charity? Because at the end of the day, your manpower cost might double because instead of hiring one person, now you have to hire two to do the same job. That's his way. That's how he thought. But I go, you know, if you have the right job matching, they can do at par or even better than able-bodied people. Now, for example, housekeeping work. In our housekeeping work, all they need to do is make sure that the toilets don't smell. It's clean, it's not wet. The dining areas are always wiped clean, and the rooms are swept. So pretty much that's his routine every day. So whether you is deaf or not, he can do the job. Or for customer service, let's say answering the inquiries on the phone, answering emails, answering social media. Whether she's on wheelchair or not, she can do the job. Right, but I cannot ask somebody who's deaf to answer the phone, nor can I ask somebody in a wheelchair to go up and down the stairs and clean rooms.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what I mean by proper job matching. So you can
where do you get them from, Pana? There's an organization that does hiring and training of people with disabilities.
Yes, actually, it's a government. We have a partnership with NVRC. NVRC stands for National Vocational Rehabilitation Center. Are you familiar with TESTA?
TESTA
is a TESTA is a government agency under DSWD. The mandate is to provide free livelihood or skills training so that they can find work. NVRC is also under DSWD with the same mandate as TESDA to do free livelihood training, but purposely for persons with disability. Under this, they have housekeeping, baking, simple computer assistance skills. And what happens is we have a partnership with NVRC, wherein after their clients, they call it, goes through the training, they do internship with us. And after their 2 months internship, if they decide, we assess them, and then with both sides being asked, okay, if we feel that our assessment, they can do the job, we say, okay, you're welcome. And also on their side, if they feel like they like working with us, then that's the time we hire them.
Yeah, we're shouting out at this point, we're shouting out to our friends who are into property management, hotel developers, and hoteliers, no? This is something that you guys should consider.
Yes, especially for housekeeping. Kasi housekeeping naman, okay, ayaw mo pa nga, wala nang chit-chat. They just go to work, right?
Right.
Perfect. That's perfect for hotels, for mga resorts, for housekeeping, or even janitorial. Let's say malls that need the janitorial work, right?
Yeah.
So this is something that we feel we're trying to push for now. In Cainta, Cainta has a very large community of persons with disability. So the Tahanan Walang Hagdan, it's an NGO or a foundation, You've heard of it, right? So the reason why it's called Tahanan Walang Hagdan is because it's for people in wheelchairs. And then if you visit their facility, if you go inside, there are factories, or a wheelchair factory made by people in wheelchairs.
Galing. And that's the whole purpose why we have Realty Realities. And, we just don't talk about property development, and property features, but also bring out these realities that, if hadn't we interviewed City Hub, we wouldn't know that there's something like this. And we'd like to create content that we could replay, right? Edit, and then show to people that there's a possibility of us making use of people instead of them being, I suppose, a good portion of them are just lost and don't know what to do, right? Because society does not give them equal opportunities for work.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. True.
Yeah, what other social enterprises is attached to City Hub, Panya?
There are a lot of, you'd be surprised to know that social enterprise now is gaining momentum. Even the academe, like Ateneo University. Ateneo University already has a full course in social entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah.
And LaSalle is known as a business school. LaSalle also is now looking into social entrepreneurship, but not as a, it's not a full-blown course yet. It's an elective of their business course. But slowly you can see that happening already. And these are not good. Just, I think social enterprise is one of the biggest, fastest way we can help our country. Because if most businesses are social enterprises, it means they're solving certain social issues, right?
So if
all these businesses are solving social issues, there won't be any problem for if one social enterprise is solving housing, one social enterprise solving work opportunities for persons with disability, one is providing livelihood skills training. What more,
right? Now,
the only thing is, sana we have the government's backing and supported. I remember before when Bam Aquino was senator, he tried to come up with a startup bill. This was supposed to push entrepreneurship. Because most Filipinos were more professional. I mean, at a young age, they're more
more employment centric.
Yeah. Then entrepreneurial, diba? So this startup bill was meant to encourage young Filipinos to be more entrepreneurial by giving them tax breaks, better financial assistance, and stuff like that. And then if they are a social enterprise that solves certain social problems, they can have some tax discounts. Because anyway, what are the taxes used for by the government? It's to solve social issues, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Pranya, just to bring you back to the real estate side of Realty Realities, right? Are there opportunities or are there other sites that you're looking for City Hub? Let's say Quezon City for one. Are you looking for sites in Quezon City?
Yeah, definitely. Since we closed our Quezon City branch had to close, we're definitely looking into having a site in Quezon City. Like I mentioned, our goal is to have at least one hub in every city in Metro Manila. So far, we only have three, Mandaluyong and Manila and Ortigas, Cainta area. So
you might want to invite, how does it go? You might have touched hearts of some of our viewers and they might have lots that's just idle or, being used for another thing right now, but might have a change of heart. So how do they go about it?
They can contact me. I can maybe give you my email later. They can reach me through that.
Yeah, just on the technicalities, how big are we looking at? As small as how big?
We're looking at minimum is 1,200.
1,200, right, yes. Right.
Because this 1,200 will be able to house 400 beds.
400 beds.
Yeah, if we go smaller than 400 beds, the economy of scale won't be there, because we then have to now increase the rates to make it work. So our goal at City Hub is to make the rent as affordable as possible.
And it seemed like you didn't change your rates since the last time we interviewed you.
We did have escalations, but every 3 years. So ever since 2011, every 3 years we have about a 7% increase every 3 years.
How do you make this work when everybody is on a 5 to 10% escalation on their rents? You're just charging it at how much percent again?
About 5 to 7.
About 5 to 7, but every three years.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we there are other ways that we try to get revenues. Like for example, we have transient stays. So transient stays, these are not anymore the working people. These are mostly backpackers. So we're on Airbnb. Now, most Asian travelers, when we travel, we like the five-star hotel experience, buffet, swimming pool, But most Westerners, I notice when they travel, they like to be immersed. So they like to be in the communities and stuff like that. So so we have a listing in Airbnb, and then with Airbnb naman per night they pay us 500. So still very affordable, 500. But compared to our
are you also on Agoda?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
so this way,
nice.
Kasi ang rate namin, let's say if we're leasing at 2,000 average 1,999. So let's say 2,000. If that divided by 30 days, that's only about maybe 70 pesos, 80 pesos a day. Right. But with our transient, we are able to ask for 500 a night, right? So imagine how many times is that from 60, 70 pesos. So this is how we augment some of the revenues.
Well, that explains this is the sustainability of the business. Right, because you mix it with other income streams.
Yes.
So. Okay, very good. Kasi ano, Panya, baka naman yung mga na-invite natin yan, na-attract natin na gustong to help out with City Hub, baka naman sabihin, ay, baka charitable work lang to.
Well,
hindi naman.
No. It's not, like I said, I have nothing against NGOs, foundation, church, because they are organizations that are there to do good. The only thing is with this type of organization, they're non-profit. So in order for them to continue doing their work, they have to rely on donations, sponsors, grants from other companies, right? So with social enterprise, what we're after is we do the social good, but be sustainable. So it's like the middle of both. In one extreme end, if you're just business, you only, all you care about, I mean, when people, multinational companies go to a board meeting, they don't discuss how many people we house, how many work we provided, how many, did we pay the right, or did we, are we still doing contractual? They don't ask those things. They only ask
one thing. We just hope they talk about that.
Yeah, but they just ask one thing. How much did we make last year? How much did we make this year, right? It's like, and that's why it's a very different, like for City Hub, we will never be in the publicly listed or IPO because we're not just, we're not just more revenue based, income based.
Yeah.
But that's how it's, how your business is graded now.
Yeah.
If your business is doing good because you're making a lot of money, it doesn't matter now, yung mga itty-gritty in between.
Right. But you still, you still make money naman, diba?
Yeah.
To make it sustainable. So,
one example,
kasi we might have lot owners who are thinking of, diba? Hindi po siya, no? Hindi naman po na ibibigay niyo yung property niyo, it's not charity. You still make money out of it. You lease it out, right? We lease it out to the City Hub, right?
Yeah. So let me give you one example. A 40-foot container measures 40 feet by 8 feet. So that's 30 square meters.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
In a 30 square meter space, you saw the pictures, how we laid out the
capsule
beds. We can design it to fit 22 beds. Now, let's say our average lease rate, because we have 1.9, we have 2.9, at average, let's say 2,000. So at 2,000 pesos times 22 beds, that's 44,000 you can generate from one 40-foot container. And one 40-foot container is only 30 square meters. So 44,000 divided by 30 square meters. So your lease rate is 1,466. Now, I'll ask you, what kind of commercial spaces can lease out 1,400 SM? Yes, they're one of them. Not even condominiums can lease out at this high of a right. Now, this is why we are able now to provide to the target market that we want to address. For them, we're the cheapest available in the market. They cannot find anywhere cheaper with the same amenities, providing aircon, Wi-Fi. Housekeeping, security, but for the people who are also investing in the business, it's also a very good, good business. Oh yes, we can probably make it higher. We can probably make it by increasing the rate because right now the rate is really cheap. If I increase it, maybe they can still. But that's not our mission.
Yeah, because you are a building business that cares. That's our
so
title.
We have to be, I mean, if nobody's going to, if everybody's only care about themselves, their own well-being, their own richness, what will happen to you. That's why the world is the way it is now.
Yeah. You might want to invite viewers or property owners who are brokers who have clients who might be exploring something like this, Panya.
Yeah, if any of you are interested to learn more about what we do at City Hub and how City Hub works, you can reach me through my email. It's Panya, P-A-N-Y-A, at City Hub. That's spelled as citihub.com.ph.
.com.ph, no?
Yes.
Okay, let me just repeat that. So that's Panya, P-A-N-Y-A, at City Hub. City Hub is spelled as CITIHUB.com.ph.
Yes.
You know, if you want to learn more about City Hub, or if you have properties to offer to work with City Hub, then get in touch with Panya.
And you know, the any thing final about City Hub.
Yeah. Panya, sorry, any final message to people who are watching us now?
Well, to people in the real estate industry, I hope that we can find a way to work together and see how we can do a more meaningful projects. There are a lot of people who also who are in need of help, and those who are capable or with more resource, it should be us who will try to support them.
Very good, very good. And we got a message. He sent me a message saying, say hello to Panya at saludo kami sa iyo, Panya. And you know who sent me the message? Panya?
Who?
Wait. Let me just open it, huh? Roberto Bantug Tan.
Yeah. Yeah. He was my classmate.
Right. And I'm sure we've touched a lot of people today, because our episode this Saturday is something different. Yes, we want to develop the city. We want to have our commercial centers because we need supermarkets, we need to buy things, but it needs to be a balance of things in city or community developments. There has to be something that reaches out to the hearts and gives back hearts, right? And City Hub is one of those. So maraming salamat, Sir Panya, for being with us here at Realty Realities this Saturday. It's an eye-opener, not just to me. You know, I've seen, I've heard, but again, you've added something to it by explaining what City Hub has in store. So maraming salamat. And because
of
that,
thank you.
And because of that, we'll be sending you, here of our sponsor, a bucket of Popeyes, the Louisiana chicken, the battered chicken that's so yummy and so delicious. So, but we didn't send it to where you are right now, because they might reject it. So we'll just send it to your office tomorrow. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Palakpakan po natin again, Mr. Panya Bonsi. And City Hub. To the people of City Hub, marami pong salamat, and God bless you. So that's the Saturday afternoon that we have here at Realty Realities. Again, another avenue that we've touched of this episode is development of properties isn't just about making money out of it, you know, building condominiums, although it is good, right? It serves a purpose. But again, this is something that serves a deeper purpose. It's dormitories that makes it convenient, accessible, and affordable. Yun yung pinaka special. Affordable for as little as less than 2,000 pesos to about 2,700 data yung aircon rooms. You can find a home, a temporary home for you, so that you don't have to travel far. You don't have to spend for transportation just to get to your offices or even to your schools. So maraming salamat to those who watched us this Saturday, our 13th episode for Season 5. We'd like to thank our sponsors. That's Vista Residences. We also have Q-Bags by Kendi. And speaking of Q-Bags by Kendi, she just, I don't know if she produced it. I think it was produced by Viva. So she has a movie. Galing ng typing. Because this is after the MMFF, debate, where people are clamoring for more Filipino content to be out. So let's flash on screen the movie. 1 week to go. That's showing in all your major cinemas. It's called Road Trip. Yan, yan ang mga 90s idols nyo. No? Yes, idols po. Hindi pala nyo, idols po natin. And then this is, I've seen the trailer. You guys should watch Road Trip on January 17. Okay? So maraming salamat po muli. God bless us all. At mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Ang ubo, mabilis lumala, kaya dapat agapan. Dapat New Solmix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. New Solmix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayan ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.